So we left off yesterday in the middle of Simon Chof Hes Chof Hey Seafood Base, and today we'll carry on from where we finished yesterday in the Mechaber. Misha miniach tefillin shel yad ubeirach. Someone who was in the middle of putting on his tefillin shel yad and he made a bracha. Uvitchilas hahiduk, and as he was tightening it, nifsak hakesher shel yad, the knot broke. Let's turn to the page. Hutz achlas is kesher acher, and because it broke, you needed to make a new knot there. We're going to see exactly what this means in the Mishnah Berurah. Omnam lo yisiach daitoi. However, he did not take his mind off it, so he was osuk in putting on tefillin. Einu tzorich lachso levorich. You do not need to make another bracha, says the Mechaber. Now we're going to see. Let's finish off the sieve in the Mechaber. Im hutar shel yad koydam hanachas shel roish. If the shel yad became loose before you put on the shel roish, sometimes it can happen. If you don't tighten it properly, it can slip. Mahatkon ve'inu tzorich lachso levorich. You tighten the shel yad, and you do not need to make another bracha. Aval im hiniach shel roish v'achagach chutah shel yad. However, if you put the shel roish on first, and then you put the shel yad, and then only afterwards did the shel yad become undone. Mahadek umavarich. You tighten the shel yad again, but you make a bracha when you do so. We'll see in the Mishnah where he goes through exactly what's going on here. And then just the last bit we'll leave for now. We'll carry on later. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Koton Mem Ches Shel Yad on the previous page. V'hu adin b'tfilin shel roish din hachi. This same thing applies, which we're going to see in the Mishnah Berurah, exactly what this din is. This applies to tfilin shel roish. Let's go over to the next page. Sif Koton Mem Tes. So we've said in the Mechaber that somebody who was putting on the tfilin shel yad, and while they were putting it on, the knot snapped, and they need to make a new knot, but he wasn't Mesiach Das while he made this new knot, then you do not need to make a bracha. Lo Yisech Daitoi, says the Mishnah Berurah, Vafilim Soch Bin Simon Tzorich Edion, even if you spoke, and it was Tzorich Da'in, you know, you asked someone, how do you make this knot, for example, then Ein Hefsik with the Eved. The Eved, it's not considered a Hefsik. And come on, Simon Kuf Samach Zayin, Sif Vav. Vayin Lab Simon Ches, Mishnah Berurah, Sif Kodan Chav Ches. Fine. Ulevorich. So we've said you do not need to make another bracha, says the Mishnah Berurah. The Kevan, so here we have to hold cop a bit because he goes through various protim. The Kevan Leinase Adayin Mitzvah Hanocha. Since when you're putting on this knot, when you're putting on the finish of the yad, and your mamish is in the middle of tightening it, the mitzvah has not yet been chal yet. Again, we're going to see what that means. Nimt the lechal adayin abrocha al shum mitzvah. V'asiyas hakesher enu mafsik. And making the knot again after it's snapped is not mafsik. Kivushu minin abrocha ha-mitzvah. Since it's part of the mitzvah, al kein chayil habrocha al hanocha shniyah. Therefore, the brocha goes on the second hanocha. Yeah, so after you've snapped it, you're tying it up again. That's the brocha. It can go on that too. Somebody, and from this we can see that somebody who has tefillin where there's no knot there, so it's just a strap without a knot, and first you made the bracha, and then you tied the knot, and then you put the tefillin on. But the Eved, that's okay. The Eved, the bracha, it works, even though you stop to make the knot in between. That's siyas hakesher in a hefsik, because making the knot itself is not a hefsik. And here's the important part. Mashma de Shulchan Aruch. Deim la'acha shehidik ha'tfilin al hazroya, nifsak ha'kesher, tzorech lachso levorich. The mashmos of the Mechaber, the implication of what the Mechaber writes, is that if after you tightened the knot, only then did the knot snap, yeah, so you tightened the knot, and now you're putting on your tfilin shalroish, and then the knot snapped, then, according to the Tzlochir, it's mashma from the Mechaber, then you do need to make another bracha. Because the ma'isa mitzvah of putting on tefillin shel yad is already finished. Then it's like they slipped out of place. That according to the Mechaber, as we saw in earlier on in the Sif, that you need to make a bracha when you put them back on. The Taz, the Gron, the Pirim Regoldim, as you can see the Sharatzion, they disagree. Chol kozev kosu. So the kevon the birkas lahniach shebeirach koyd manocha shel yad koy gamot tefillin shel roish. Since according to our minig, us Ashkenazim, when you make the bracha of laneach tefillin on the shel yad, it's also going on the tefillin shel roish nizlael. V'mkein kol zman shlehiniach tefillin shel roish adayin osuk b'mitzvah hashayich la'is habracha. As long as you haven't put the tefillin shel roish on yet, you're still osuk in a mitzvah. That is, i.e., the tefillin shel roish. As long as you haven't completed the hanacha of the tefillin shel roish yet, you're still osuk. You're still involved in a mitzvah which is shayach to the bracha of laneach. Because again, according to Amin, the bracha of laneach is going on both. And the mitzvah that you made the bracha on of laniach is not completed until you've put on the shel roish. Al kein kamoi behutar hakesha shel yad koyin menachas shel roish. Posak shulchan aruch din tzorich lachsur varich. Therefore, in as much as the shulchan aruch paskind that when the knot became undone before, so that's the hemshech of this sif. We're going to see that when the knot became undone, before you put on the shel roish, then the shulchan aruch paskin, you don't need to make another bracha. Hu adinami im nifsak kesher gam kein in nitzorich lachzor avarich. So too, if the kesher snapped when you have no shaychus to this kesher and you're making a new kesher entirely, so too, according to the achrinim, the taz, the Quran, the prima godim, you also do not make another bracha, because again the haniach is going on the shel roish as well for us. If, however, the knot, either on the shel roish or on the shel yad, snapped after you put on the shel roish and after you've tightened it, then you do need to make another bracha. Because then the ma'isa mitzvah is done. A bracha is chal on a ma'isa mitzvah. Now it's totally done.
You've already put on your yad and your head and your roish. You've had to fill it on.
Okay, but you've still got another mitzvah. When you take tefillin off, then
and you
put them back on. The only thing to discuss is so those who were here yesterday, we saw this shlah. It says that if you're in the middle of tefillah, nishma tumim koyim, and if they slipped, then you don't make a bracha, because we assume that there's no hesach hadas through the whole of tefillah, and for that, see in the bi'ah halacha. The bi'ah halacha discusses that. But let's go weiter. Yeah.
Not necessarily being in the tefillin.
Well, we make the bracha lehoniach.
Right.
Yeah, the ma'isa mitzvah. Whereas
with talis,
you say al mitzvahs tzitzis. Yeah. Well, you also say lehisatev.
Yeah, but we seem to hold by the wearing of the talis, whereas as opposed to the placing of the tefillin.
It's a bit of both, and it's a bit more complicated than that. Well, let's go weiter. We saw that. If there's nobody who knows how to help you with your knot, tefillin knot can be a bit complicated. And then you needed to put on another pair of tefillin, for example, to borrow someone else's. In any case, you need to make another bracha, because it is comparable to the Mishnah Berurah when we talk about in Hilchos Brachos. If you took a fruit and you were making a bracha on it, and then you lost a piece of fruit, it fell down the drain, and you take another fruit, you need to make a new bracha, because you didn't have das on the second piece of fruit when you made the bracha. Let's see. Sivkot Mem Malov. So here we're going in the next piece of the next piece of that sif, that if it became undone, the knot became undone of the shel yad before you put on the shel roish, then according to Mechaber, you do not need to make another bracha. Hutar kesher. So too, the same would apply if the tefillin slipped all the way down your arm. When what does the Mechaber mean when he says hiniach shel roish? It means what do we say? If you've already tightened the shel roish and then the shel yad became undone, then you do need to make a bracha. So lahaniach for the shel roish, putting on the shel roish means you actually tightened the knot. I.e. at the back, you put it on properly. You've tightened it to your head. It has to be on properly. It's not just the initial stage where you put it on your head and you haven't yet got it on. It has to be actually on. And that's when you do make another bracha on the shel yad, because then there's no lahaniach has already fulfilled its purpose. Mahadeik umavorich. So we said then you do make another bracha. To have a lake in Ishbatum and Komum, it's the same thing as if they've slipped out of their place, as we saw before, that In that case, koydim chaba, he'd make another bracha. V'cheinim hotzer shal roish la'achar hidukai. And so too, if the shal roish became undone, i.e. the knot slipped, it wasn't done properly and it slipped, after you've already placed it securely on your head, tzorich lachzor levarich, you need to make another bracha when you tighten it to your head. According to what we wrote earlier on, as we saw yesterday, in the Shlah, who says that if it happened during tefillah, we assume that your das is always on the tefillin, and therefore you don't make another bracha. Do not make a bracha if the tefillin became undone during tefillah, because then you're not mesiach das from the tefillin, and that's enough. Let's go.
I'm just confused. Yeah. Maybe this is stuff that you've covered yesterday. On the one hand, we're saying lehoniach is the mitzvah, and on the other hand, you're saying that as long as it's on you and you're not being meisach das.
So lehoniach is the mitzvah. The only thing that gets you out of that gets you out of saying another bracha is if your mind is constantly engaged with the mitzvah, then the bracha can still be chal. No, so we're saying it's a sort of hybrid mitzvah. Lehoniach is the meisach mitzvah of putting it on. Fine. Mutar levarich al tefillin she'ulin v'lo al gezulin. It is permitted to make a bracha on tefillin that you've borrowed, however, not ones that you've stolen. She'ulim, what does that mean? V'afilu b'shayel shelo midas mutar. Even if you borrow them without permission. So this was a mishnah that we actually saw earlier on, about halacha we saw earlier on about tzitzis, that nichalele inish lemevan mitzvah b'mamayne, we assume that every Jew would want you to do mitzvahs with his property, and therefore it's mutar even if you didn't ask permission. Rak she cap plain cover shoina. You have to fold them up as they were before. You're not allowed to take them out from where they were, from the room they were. However, if you look in Pesach Chuvas, it brings contemporary poskim who say that nowadays we should be very reluctant to do this because people are often makpid, they don't like it. People are very hygiene conscious as well, and especially you can have shilas with a knot that you start messing the knot around, then people certainly are makpid, and therefore you should very much try and avoid boring people's tefillin without permission. Gezulin, stolen. The havale mitzvah b'avera, if you've stolen someone's tefillin, then it's a mitzvah b'avera. Mafilo achayilsh, even after they've given up hope of them being returned, mafilo b'dievet, even b'dievet like here mitzvah tefillin. Ach imachar tefillin achayilsh la'acher. However, if you sold the tefillin to someone else, so there's yirush v'shinei rishus to the second person. Does Hamogen Avram b'simon tarmat v'machtes hashekel le'el b'simon yadalav tiyuchal hasheni levarich? Then the Hamogen Avram and the machtes hashekel, they hold that you can make a bracha that they have yirush v'shinei rishus, because as far as the purchaser is concerned, it's yirush v'shinei rishus, and that's koine. Yeah. However, achin hataz v'agra b'simon zeh kosu beheded v'chol gavni also levarich. The Taz and the Gra hold that it's forbidden, even in the case of Yishuv Shinu Rishus, to make a brocha. After in lotzis behem mashmat the Agra the Yitzvahem, even though it's implied from the Gra that you are Yotze with such tefillin, achinei brocha also mikol mokim shum boitzei abeirich. However, it's still forbidden to make a brocha, even though according to Gra it's mashmat that you're Yotze, because there's a concept in Chazal or it's a pasuk boitzei abeirich manayit Hashem. If somebody who's basically stolen something and makes a brocha, i.e. even if it's intrinsically, halachically yours, the very fact that it came into your hands in such a despicable way, you're angering Hashem and Chazal worm sucking a brocha in such a circumstance. Because through you buying it, the gazela, the original owner has lost possession of his tefillin. Someone who's one step further removed, and he's bought from the person who bought it from the Ganav. That guy presumably can make a bracha, as we see in the Damesek Eliezer, Le'el, Siyun Yudalef. Fine, weiter. Sif Yud Gimel in the Mechaber. Nago Oilam, Shloi Lachloitz Tfilin Ad Acha Kedushas Uvalet Siyun. People are noyeg not to take off their tefillin until after Kedushas Uvalet Siyun. We'll see again what all this means. Says the Ramav, Yesh Mishakosav Al Tzadak Kabbalah. Some write Al-Pi Kabbalah, Shalei Lachloitz Ad Sha'oma Bahem Sholeish Kedushois V'Arba Kadishim. Some people say you should not take them off until you've said Sholeish Kedushois V'Arba Kadishim. Three times Kedusha and four times Kadish. We're going to see the Mishnah Berurah changes around the gifts here. Yeah, we're going to see the Mishnah Berurah. The Haim La'acha Kadish Yosoin, that's after the mourner's Kadish. V'hochi Na'agim Ha'medaktikim. That is how the Medaktikim are accustomed to act. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Again, there's more Mechaber later on, but it's we'll see. Hopefully, we'll get to that. Nago Aylo. Says the Mishnah Berurah b'shem Magen Avraham, v'yesh she'ein mashim aleihem yoiser min hachiyuv. Some people do not take the tefillin, or do not keep the tefillin on them more than they are mechiyuv to do so. So presumably Shmeini Esrei Chazar Shatz, or maybe Tachnun, but it's basically as soon as they can, they take them off. The tefichin guf naki, because tefillin require a clean body. V'hakol lefi mashu adam. So it all depends on the person. If somebody is concerned that they will pass wind, you salik miyad, then straight away, as soon as you finish Hashemayna Esrei or Chazar Satz, take the tefillin off. Because of this concern of gufnaki, that you should not pass wind and tefillin, and you have to maintain your kavonos in them, that's why nowadays most people do not wear them all day. However, in the name of the Ari, it's written, he would only take the tefillin off after Al-Kain and Kavalacha and Aleinu. And on the day there's a bris milah, it's better not to take them off until the milah is done. Because milah is an ice, and tefillin are also an ice. Are you going to ask me that? This is brought in the Biurim Musafim of the Dirshu. That usually we say tefillin, for example, the whole thing about chalamoyed, all these other things, maybe that's an ois, or Shabbos is an ois, and therefore you don't need two oises. So see the notes there. Rav Moshe has a chiluk. He says that by mila, the ois is not the maisa mila, but the fact that someone is in a situation of being mahul, and therefore it's not the same thing, and it brings another terutz that really do need two oises by everything. And on a whole day, it's Mila and Tefillin. And on Shabbos, it's Mila and Shabbos. Okay, fine. Anyway, let's go weiter. Shalish Kedusha. So here we're going to see the Mishnah Berurah changing around the Girsa. So what do we say? The Ramah said that Alpi Kabbalah, some people make sure they have three Kedushas and four Kaddishim in Tefillin. So it says the Mishnah Berurah, Tos Seferhu. This is a mistaken Girsa. Of the MS, sorry, Chloimar, really it should say Shalish Kaddishim and Abba Kedushas. Three Kaddishes and four Kedushas. Ki Baruch Hu Es Hashem Nechshav Chada Shidavah Shem Kedusha. Because Baruch Hu Es Hashem Hamavoyrach, yeah, Baruch Hu is a Kedusha. Kedusha Sof of Ruah Shniyah, the Kedusha Sof of Ruah in the Brich is Kriya Shema is the second one. Kedusha Hamida and the Kedusha of, yeah, we say in Chazaras Hashatz is the third one. Kedusha Sof Avolat Tzion and the Kedusha of Avolat Tzion, Kodesh is the fourth one. Shloisha Kaddishim, and the three Kaddishim, yeah, so we switched around the gears, are who Chatzi Kaddish Koidim Baruch Hu, the Chatzi Kaddish before Baruch Hu, the Chatzi Kaddish Al-Achat Tfilah Shemini Esrei, yeah, Chatzi Kaddish after Shemini Esrei, the Kaddish Sholim Sha'achar Uvalet Tziyoin, and the Kaddish Sholim after Uvalet Tziyoin. And the Kamokim Mashmah Prima Godim Shari Achoinim, however, it is implied in the Prima Godim and the other Achoinim, the Mekumish Anagim Loim HaKaddish Yosim B'cholim HaChaleinu, in places where they say Kaddish, the mourners Kaddish after Aleinu, as we are Noeg, it's better not to take them off until this Kodesh Osim has been said. Now comes the Mishnah along with something else. People who are noyeg to fold up their talis and the tefillin while Kodesh is being said, this is a very common practice. They're not acting correctly. Why? Because you should have very strong kavana during Amin Yishmei Rabba, as we've seen in the Torah. The Amin Yishmei Rabba Oid Madrega Yosef Gavoy Yosef Kedusha. Amin Yishmei Rabba is even higher Madrega than Kedusha. Gavoy Shalom Magen Avraham Siv Kotan Aleph. Ubavadai Legora Mishar Brochus to Abonon. It's certainly no worse than other brochus to Abonon. The also Lasois Afilu to the page Tashmish Kal Bishar Shem Bavarich. It's forbidden to even, basically anything at all when you're making the bracha. Yeah. Now, many people seems to be, and even Rabbi Vatovim are not necessarily as makpid on this as it would seem to be implied that you should be for the Mishnah Berurah. So I looked around a bit to see if there was any sort of limud zchus. And first of all, so the Mishnah Lachos, so Menashe Klein, is Melamed zchus. Somehow on this, and he says basically the main point is Amin Yishmei Rabba, and during then that's when you should be makbid not to do anything, not to be folding your talis or folding your tefillin, and afterwards, after Amin Yishmei Rabba, it's not the end of the world. People who, as long as they still have kavana and they're sort of without placing too much attention into the folding of the talis, as long as they're generally paying attention. I'm not saying you should rely on that, but that was just something I came across. Fine. Let's go back to the Mechaber on the top of page 70. V'yoyim sheyesh b'sefer Torah, on a day where there's lading, nayagim shloida choltzom ad sheyachziru sefer Torah. So on a day there's lading, we are nayag not take tefillin off until the sefer Torah is put back. The anichul b'heichal, and it's put back in the Ona Kodesh. Says the Ramah. That's in a place where they put the Sefer Torah back after Volatziah. According to our minhag, and again, by the Chassidim, that, and Sfad, yeah, exactly, that's Sfad, but that they put the Sefer Torah back before Volatziah, then anyway, you're supposed to be waiting till the end of Volatziah. Next to see the Mechaber again. On Rosh Chodesh, we take them off before Musaf. Says the Ramah, V'adim Cholamayid, and so too on Cholamayid, we also take them off before Musaf. You only have to take them off for Musaf where they say Keser. We're going to see actually La Halacha, even places even in Nusach Ashkenaz, they also take them off before Musaf. We're going to see as well. Yes, however, finishes off the Ramah, we're knowing to take off the tefillin before Musaf on Rosh Chodesh, wherever, in all minhagim. Now, let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Nun Zayin, Ad Sheyachziru. So we said that you shouldn't put your tefillin off until the Sefer Torah is back, and as the Ramah said, this is talking about places where they've said Uval Tzion already. Remez Ledovar, V'yavr Malkom Levnehem, Hainu Sefer Torah, V'Hashem B'Rosh on Tefillin. Beis Yosef brings a remez that their king passed before them, which is the Sefer Torah, and Hashem was on their heads, the Tefillin were on their heads. So the Tefillin should still be on your head when the Sefer Torah is going back to the Oren. V'Yanichu B'Heichal, and they put, once the Sefer Torah has been put back in the Oren HaKodesh. V'Chotzom Koidem, someone who has to take them off early, he's got to rush away. Al Kuponim Yizor Shal Yachlet HaShal Rosh B'Fnei HaSefer Torah. He should be careful not to take off the Shal Rosh directly facing the Sefer Torah. You shouldn't be reveal your head before it. So again, it doesn't mean you're still wearing a couple, but you shouldn't, basically you shouldn't show too much revealed head before the Sefer Torah. Ella yistalik litzdodin. You should face away from the Sefer Torah. Shal yad leke giloi. And the Shal Yad, where there's no such issue, all the Tefillin Shal Rosh, when your head is otherwise covered with a Talis Gadol, then it's permitted. Musaf. So, we said that on Rosh Chodesh, we take them off for Musaf. Achash Shechzira Sefer Torah Behechal, after the Sefer Torah has been put back in Aron Kodesh, says Mr. Burr, in our locale, so Machlisim take it Achach Kriya, that we put the Sefer Torah back straight away after the Kriya, you should wait until to take the tefillin off until after the kaddish, which is just before Musaf. The Eli Rabba Kosav. The Eli Rabba writes the Rosh Chodesh Yachlit Acha Kedushas of Valet Zion. Koidem Shoimer Yirotzim Chanechos Nishmach Kecha. The Eli Rabba has an interesting minug that he says on Rosh Chodesh you should take them off before you say the final bit of Valet Zion, before you say Yirotzim Chanechos Nishmach Kecha. V'Liyamtin Melechotzom Adacha Kaddish. You should not wait until after Kaddish take them off. They should have to be in Kaddish Tefila in order not to be massive between the Kaddish and the Musaf. Again, I don't think many people are knowing that way. So too on Cholamoid. V'achreinim kosu. V'achreinim. Here's my Avraham and the Taz. Right. Kevin the Yesh Oimim Shloin Aniach Klal B'Cholamoid. Since there are opinions, again, it's already in Machlekes. It's already in Machlekes Shloinim. And the Fi Zayah, this is the way the Beis Yosef Paskins, and the Svadim, and the Chassidim, and Talmudi Agra, all Paskins, you should not wear Tefillin on Cholamoid. Kevin the Yesh Oimim Shloin Aniach Klal B'Cholamoid. Come on, Simon Lamed Aleph. Yemayel Acholtz on Koinim Halal. You should take your Tefillin off on Chol HaMoed before Halal. V'ashatz acha Halal. And the Shliach Tzibur, because doesn't want to make a big hefsek after Chinesh Chazorah Shatz, he can keep them on till after Halal. V'chol HaMoed Shal Sukkos, on Chol HaMoed of Sukkos, yesh panai ba'oid shenontinin ala esrog. There is time when you're getting the esrog ready, especially for Litvisha, who are making the brocha then. Af ha'shatz yachleit koidim Halal. The Shliach Tzibur should also take off the Tefillin before Halal. Those who have the minhag that they wear tefillin all day, every day, You put them back on after Musaf, on Rosh Chodesh. The Ein Tzarech Lachzor Levorich. And according to our model, which we saw already, that when you take them off with the intention of bringing them back on again, you don't make a bracha. So to hear, those people do not make a bracha. If this was their intention when they took them off. According to what the Ramah passed earlier on that we saw yesterday. And Chol HaMoed, even those who usually wear tefillin all day, should not put them back on after davening. In deference to the opinions that say you should not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. You don't have to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The Anoshim HaManichin tefillin Rabbeinu Tam, those who wear tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, but Chol HaMoed lo yanichum klal. On Chol HaMoed, they should not wear them at all. Again, I think the Piskei Torah brings there are those who are made, even on Chol HaMoed, to wear tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, but this is at least the Mishnah Berurah's psak, they should not wear them. Rosh Chodesh yuchlo lanichum acha sheyesayim hashatz tefillas musaf. On Rosh Chodesh, they can wear the tefillin after the Sheikh Tzibur finishes Musaf. Oish Yosiru, HaTfillin Sharashi, Koidim Revolet Tzion. Or they can take off their Rashi tefillin, so their main tefillin that everyone else wears, before Revolet Tzion. Shabbein Tam, Yilbushu Be'is Amiris Revolet Tzion. And according to Primo Golden, they can wear the tefillin Rabbein Tam during Revolet Tzion, and then they've done both before Musaf. Kedushas Keser. So what are the Ramah? The Ramah brings this opinion that you only take off the tefillin in a place before Musaf, in a place where they say Keser. And then he finishes off saying everyone is actually knowing to take off the tefillin before Musaf. Kedushas Keser. Perush b'mokim shanu oimrim lekadesh b'musaf oimrim miktas mekoymes Keser. So says the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is speaking to a Litvish audience. So he's telling you, you know, we all say lekadesh, but you know there are actually some people, you know, in those days it wasn't Nesach Svadjul and Nesach Ashnashul on the same road. So you know there are actually people who do say Keser in Keser in lecha and Musaf. Lachain ein nochin liyos oz Keser shetfilin olav. It's not correct that when you're saying Keser, that you should have the Keser of the tefillin on you. V'afilu be'ez tefillas lachash, and even during the silence when it's all part of the same thing. U'poshut te'imshochach v'hizkan l'ispalel behen. It's obvious that if you forgot and you started davening in the tefillin, even though you're going to say Keser, v'yichaltein be'emza de'enoi rak min hogah. You should not take off the tefillin in the middle because it's just a minig to take them off. It's not a chiyuv that you can't say keser. It's just a minig. Says the Mishnah Berurah next. B'chol machim v'hataz kosav d'hanoig she'inu chilet musaf ein alav tuluna. Somebody who keeps his tefillin on during musaf, there's no complaint against him. Right? It's not the end of the world. Me'acha she'inu oim kedushas keser yinu lecha. Again, this is according to the Litvish and the Nesach Ashkenaz, that they don't say Keser Yin and Lachar, and therefore it's not such a big deal. V'shamati al gavl hadar echot, shloi ha'echot zom musaf. And says the Mishnah Berurah, I've heard that there was one gavl hadar who did not take off his tefillin during musaf. Ach, mispala b'tzibur, b'vadai lo yishane b'min hogad tzibur. Somebody who davens with the tzibur should not to not depart from the minhag of the tzibur, and therefore he should take his tefillin off like everyone else does. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I think we will finish here. Sure.